Today, we are going to be looking at Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9. And I've got a picture for you to look at, and I think you guys probably know the answer to this question. What is this? Let's see. How about right there? You're exactly right. It's a fire extinguisher. What do you do with one of these things? Yes, right there. Yes, very important. Now here's, we're actually going to talk more about this later. So let's get on into Proverbs. What does Proverbs have to do with a fire extinguisher? We're going to find out in just a little bit. But who can tell me what Proverbs is all about? We've been learning about Proverbs for 9 weeks now. Can you tell me what Proverbs is about, Ian? Wisdom. Everybody needs to be not talking so you can hear what other people are saying. Say it one more time, Ian.
Wisdom.
You are exactly right. It's about wisdom. And we learn a lot about wisdom in Proverbs chapter 9. So let's find out about wisdom's feast. Wisdom's feast. So when you think of a feast, what do you think of? What kind of food would be at a feast?
Turkey.
Oh, yes. I love turkey at a feast. Yes.
Mac and cheese and chicken strips.
All right. That sounds good at a feast.
It's basically just Thanksgiving.
It could be something else, though. What else could be at a feast?
Oh, chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. Yes.
Grapes.
Grapes. All right. Don't forget the grapes. Yes. Ice cream. That sounds good at a feast. Oh, I'm getting hungry already.
Lettuce,
but maybe for a salad, okay, yes. You forgot? Okay, I'll take just one more because we're almost out of time, yes.
Almost everything?
Almost everything, yes. You could have a lot of things at a feast. Well, let's see. Let's learn about Wisdom's feast. Look up here. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her 7 pillars. She has slaughtered her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also furnished her table. So what preparations has Wisdom made? Wisdom's gone to a lot of trouble. What has Wisdom done? No, no, it's right here. What has Wisdom done? What preparations has Wisdom made? She built a house. Yeah, you have to have a house to eat the feast in. Anything else? What else? Miranda?
She has, whatever that word is, her meal. Her meat.
Slaughtered her meat. Yes. So, I mean, you can't have the turkey until you kill the turkey. Or if you're going to have steak, you have to kill the cow. So there's been a lot of preparations here. Wisdom didn't just go out to Kroger and buy some packaged meat. Wisdom has prepared everything. And so let's take a look at the next slide to see what Wisdom says. But before we do, this, you might be wondering what it is. It's the ruins of an ancient city, the city of Pergamos in modern-day Turkey. This part of the city is built on the top of a hill. If you go to the next slide, you can see how the buildings I just showed you were behind the theater here. And do you see how the rest of the city is in the distance? And this is way up high. Well, let's go to the next slide and see what it says about Wisdom. What does it say? She, this is again talking about Wisdom, she has sent out her maidens. She cries out from the highest places of the city. Can we go back to that previous slide? Just imagine someone up here, maybe in the theater, with a loud voice crying out. And you see all these houses down here. I know it might be a little fuzzy, but those are actually houses. I've been to this location in Turkey, and it's pretty amazing to see. You have to go up a winding road to get up here. Imagine someone calling out to everybody in the city from a high place. What is Wisdom saying? Let's go to that slide again, the next one. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. Now, what does it mean to be simple? A simple person is not just absent-minded. All of us sometimes forget things. Maybe we forget to tie our shoes. But no, Being simple means someone who doesn't have
wisdom.
Someone who doesn't have wisdom. They need wisdom. And so wisdom's saying, hey, if you need wisdom, if you're simple, if you don't have the wisdom you need, come here. Turn in here. As for him who lacks understanding, she says to him, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness and live, and go in the way of understanding. Wisdom is calling out to the people, don't go the wrong way, the way that leads to destruction. No, come learn of wisdom. Come learn what is right. Leave foolishness, the ways that are wrong. Go in the way of understanding. So let's take a look now at the next slide. So back to the fire extinguisher. Is wisdom like a fire extinguisher? Now let me ask you a question so we can answer this. What is your name?
RJ.
RJ. When is the last time you used a fire extinguisher? Seriously? Okay. Well, I'm glad you had it. All right. Someone else who wants to answer. Miranda, when's the last time you used a fire extinguisher?
Well, my sister almost burnt my bathroom down.
Okay. Well, how long ago was that?
Like in December last year.
Okay, last year? Okay, how about Ashlyn? When's the last time you used a fire extinguisher? You've never touched one. Raise your hand if you've never used one of these. You know, in general, if there's a fire, it's good to tell your parents, not just try to use one of these on your own. But if there's no adult around, it's good to know how to use one of these, even if you're a kid. What is my point, guys? Is wisdom something like this that we just need in an emergency?
Yes.
Do we need wisdom in an emergency? We do. But is that the only time we need wisdom? You know, just wait until we have an emergency in our life and then we see, I need wisdom. Or do we need wisdom every day? We need wisdom every day. In fact, wisdom is not really like a fire extinguisher. You know what it's more like? Let's go to the next slide here. Wisdom is like a feast. Food. Now, when is the last time? This is a banquet. This is a wedding feast. Imagine all the good food they have. And we're not going to talk about it because it would use up all of our time. When is the last time you ate food?
When my dad got out of jail.
No, when's the last time you ate food? Did you eat food today?
Oh, yeah, I ate one.
Okay, good. Did you eat food today? All right, raise your hand if you ate food today. You didn't? Okay. We try to eat food once a day at least, maybe twice or three times a day. Raise your hand if you like to eat three times a day. I like to eat three times a day. You know what? Wisdom, hey guys, you need to not talk when I'm talking. Wisdom is like food. We need it all the time, not just in an emergency. And wisdom is calling out, saying, I have prepared the feast. I have everything ready. Come and eat. Will you join the feast? Will you take wisdom every day? Now, we might ask, well, where can I find wisdom? Who knows? I mean, where are we going to get this wisdom? Where can we find wisdom? What do you think?
In the cafeteria?
No, we can find food there, but where do we find wisdom? Not in the cafeteria. In the back, yes.
In God's word.
Exactly. Wisdom comes from God. God is the source of wisdom, and God gives us wisdom. As we read his word, he teaches us. And in fact, you know, the Bible says that we should desire God's word just like we desire food. We wouldn't just skip eating for a week.
No.
In the same way, we shouldn't skip learning from God's word for day after day after day. We need it. We need God's wisdom. And God is the source of wisdom. Well, let's go on and look now at receiving wisdom, because it's important for us to receive wisdom. He who corrects a scoffer gets shame for himself, and he who rebukes a wicked man only harms himself. You know, some people, if you try to correct them and teach them, they don't want to hear it. Do not correct a scoffer, lest he hate you. What will a scoffer do if you try to give him correction and instruction? What will he do? Yes. Yes, he's going to say, I don't need that. A scoffer is someone who says, I don't need wisdom. Don't try to tell me what to do. If you try to correct him, he'll hate you. But look, what does a wise man do? Rebuke a wise man and he will love you. If you try to give correction to someone who is wise, they will say, what do you think they will say? Exactly. Thank you. I appreciate you telling me that, giving me that correction or instruction. Give instruction to a wise man and he will be still wiser. So if you teach someone who is wise, whether a man or woman, boy or girl, they will say thank you and they will be even wiser. But sometimes it's hard for us to receive correction, isn't it? I mean, we don't always like it when people correct us. Why is that? Why do we not like correction? I think sometimes it's because it makes us feel like maybe we're a failure. We feel like we are rejected. And sometimes people do reject us, and maybe we even wonder, does God reject us? You know, all of us, the Bible tells us, all have sinned. All of us have broken God's law. We all do things that are wrong. We all disobey God. But the truth is that God loved us so much that he sent Jesus to rescue us from our sin. God does care about us. In fact, every person, doesn't matter who they are, every single person, each one of you, has value to God because he made us in his image. Do you remember how we said that at the beginning with our questions and answers? We are made male and female in God's image. That's why we have value. It's not just because we are the best at basketball or we are the best at math or we are the best in science class. Yeah. No, sometimes we mess up. Sometimes we need help. Sometimes we need correction. But we still have value, even when we feel like we've messed up completely, because God made us in his image. Sometimes we compare ourselves to other people. And sometimes that makes us feel pretty good because we look at other people who can't do things as well as we can and, oh, that makes us feel proud. But sometimes we compare ourselves to other people and we're not doing so well and it makes us feel defeated. God doesn't want us to compare ourselves to other people because God wants us to look into his word and see the truth. The truth is every one of us needs God's salvation. Every one of us has sinned and disobeyed God. But also, every one of us has value because God made us in his image. And as we look into God's word, we receive wisdom to understand about who we are. Yes, we have disobeyed God and we need salvation. And yes, God loves us. How did God show his love for us? Can anyone tell me from what the New Testament says? How did God show his love for us? Yes.
From dying on the cross.
That's exactly right. The Bible tells us God shows his love for us in the fact that he sent Jesus to die for us while we were still sinners. It's not that God waited for us to get everything right, because if he waited for us to get everything right, Jesus never would have come. While we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. That's how God shows us his great love for us. So let's not be ashamed when we have to be corrected. All of us need instruction. All of us need correction. And if we are a wise man or a wise woman, a wise boy or girl, we will say, thank you. Thank you for showing me what I was doing wrong. Thank you for helping me to do it right. Well, let's go on and look at one more thing. Well, actually, two more things, if we have time. What is the source of wisdom? Who can tell me, looking at this verse, what is the beginning of wisdom? We talked about this a little bit. Andrew, do you know? The fear of the Lord. You guys remember we memorized a verse that was very similar to this. Let's read it together. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Again, if we want wisdom, we need to learn more about the God who made us, because he knows the best way for us to live. Now, before we run out of time, let's go to the next slide here and look at the deadly feast of folly. What is folly? We were talking about wisdom, but now we're going to talk about something called folly. Can you tell us what folly is?
Foolishness.
It's foolishness. It's like the opposite of wisdom. Wisdom teaches us what is right, and foolishness or folly teaches us the wrong way that leads to destruction. The woman folly is loud. She is seductive and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house. She takes a seat on the highest places of the town, calling to those who pass by, who are going straight on their way. Folly has a house too, just like wisdom. And where is she sitting? Where is she? Yes. Just like wisdom. Go to the next slide. Wisdom is in those highest places calling out to everybody. But do you know who else is calling out? In the same place, folly is calling out, telling everyone to do the wrong thing. Let's look at what folly says. This is what folly says. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. Folly is saying the same thing wisdom said. If you don't have wisdom, come on, come. To him who lacks sense, she says, stolen water is sweet. Bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol or hell. So she's inviting everyone to her feast. And notice that she is talking about stolen waters being sweet. What do you think? When we do something wrong, when we're stealing something, when we're doing something we shouldn't do, is it sweet? Is it good? Maybe at first it seems pretty fun. And it might seem like those stolen waters, the things we do that we know we shouldn't do, oh, it seems like it's so much fun. But in the end, it will lead to destruction and sorrow. The Bible tells us that sin is has pleasures, but just for a short time. And in the end, it leads to death. It leads to destruction. Now notice, where is the bread of folly eaten?
In secret
places. If we have to do something in a hidden way, it's probably the wrong thing. And so we're left with a choice. Whose feast will we go to? They're both calling out, wisdom and folly. They both have a feast. Whose feast will we go to? Each of us, when we go to school, when we're playing with our friends, we have to choose. Will we eat of the feast of wisdom or eat of the feast of folly? So I know you know the right answer. The important thing is that we do the right answer, not just that we know the right answer. All right, at this time, we are going to go to learn our memory verses because remember, hiding God's word in our heart is important so that we can follow the way of wisdom. You're dismissed.